This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, and it's such an amazing Tuesday. What a show we are going to have for you tonight, talking about the world of make-believe. You see it in full effect now. Talking about mass immigration. What are they doing? New things out of places like Springfield, FEMA. We're going to talk about intel leaks to Iran. They continue to attack McDonald's, voicemails, emails, all that. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We might even throw some cocaine on pizza. I'm kidding. We're not doing that. That's illegal and it's wrong and it's bad for you. But someone is doing it and we will laugh about it. All that is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. We have to put that stuff aside for just a brief moment because there have been a couple deaths in training in the military. Longtime listeners of the show will understand that is something we try to catch every one of these. I'm sure we miss some, but we try to catch every one of these when someone dies in training, in military training. Their deaths are often, it's a quick headline, no one even really reads the names, it's ignored, oh well, a plane crashed, a this, a that, but that is just as honorable as death in combat. Military training has to be dangerous. If it's not dangerous, if it's not life-threatening, then you're not actually training well. You're just simply not. It's a deadly profession. That's the idea behind it. They're going to try to kill you. You have to try to kill them. It takes risk to train for it. And when someone, anyone gives their life in training, it is every bit as honorable as giving your life in some godforsaken dump overseas. And we just lost a couple naval aviators last week. It was in Washington State. Maybe you saw something about it. It was a crash. A Lieutenant Commander Lindsay Miley Evans and Lieutenant Serena Doug Wildman, both of them were 31 years old, they lost their lives. I told you last week I was up in Montana for my dad's funeral and all that stuff and all the family that came into town. Well, I had a chance to sit down actually with a fighter pilot last week. I'm not going to go into who he was. I'm not going to go into the branch of service. Just I had a chance to sit down. Just sit, have some Doritos and a beer with a pilot last week. And he was talking to me because I'm certainly nothing like that. I was just a dumb grunt, but he was talking about their training, the things they do during their training. And I won't go into any details at all. A lot of it is because it's way over my head, but frightening risk is taken during training for people who do that. Because you have to be tip of the spear, reaction time, split seconds are the difference between life and death. And it's a dangerous profession, and I respect the people who do it, no matter what your profession is. But the pilots, those fighter pilots, those aviators, they have a risky job. So let's honor them with taps, and then we'll get to the show.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, warriors. All right. Now, let's have a talk about Western civilization, living in a world of make-believe. Oh, it's going to be a big, broad topic here because so many things are happening now on the campaign trail. Kamala Harris did a town hall yesterday, you see. And I have done town halls back when I was running for Congress and losing, not to brag. But back when I was running for Congress, I did town halls. You've seen town halls. You've seen them on video. Maybe you've been to town halls. What's the point of a town hall? Why would you ever do that? The point of it is normal people, you, me, getting access to people in power, getting access to people who are already in power or people who want to be in power. Hey, I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm running for city council. You need an opportunity, deserve an opportunity to ask me questions. I'm Jesse Kelly. I'm running for Senate. I'm running for president. You are not a peasant. You are not of a lower class. You have a right to ask me questions. That's the whole point of a town hall. So Kamala Harris does one. And someone, you can't really hear them because they're shouting from the crowd. Someone asks, hey, are we going to get to ask questions? And Maria Shriver, she was hosting it. This is what she said.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
No, you can't ask questions. No, the questions have been predetermined. But hopefully that'll answer some of the ones you had. Okay, so let's discuss something. The American communist, every communist, they are herd animals, as we've talked about before. But what does that mean? Well, we freedom-loving people, we make a mistake. It's a very human nature mistake, but we make a mistake. This is a mistake you will make, not just politically. You'll make it many times in your life. I definitely have made it many times in my life. We take our value system and we project it onto others, and we assume they share our value system. Doesn't matter how many times we read a story about this guy does this, and you're thinking, well, that's crazy. How could anyone do that? They do these things because they don't share your value system. We project our values onto others. You value living in America. But why? You have to have a tangible reason. America, it's a country, but why do you value it? Because this is a country where we can be free. Freedom is not something we just celebrate on Independence Day. It's not about baseball and apple pie. Freedom means government can't tell you what to say. The government can't tell you not to criticize them. Government can't tell you not to own firearms, where to go, what to drive, where to work, because you're not a subject. You are not a subject in a monarchy. You're a free citizen. And this country was founded on the idea that you will remain free, that no matter what happens, the government cannot infringe on your rights. America isn't some meaningless concept. Well, it can mean anything to anybody. America is not about, no matter what poem they put on the Statue of Liberty, America is not the world's dumping ground either. That's not what America is. Well, America's here, so anyone whose country sucks can come here. That's not what America is either. America is about the freedom of the individual. The acknowledgement of this, that the individual has rights that nobody is allowed to take away. That's what made America what America is. That's why this country is great. When people ask you that, that's how you answer that question. Now, the mistake, though, we make is we assume that people want to be free. And that simply doesn't pencil out. Oh, a lot of people do. You do. I do. Chris does. Corey does. Oh, people want to be free, but not everybody. And if the percentage in your society gets a little too cattywampus and your society gets filled up with too many people who don't value freedom, you are going to find yourself in deep, deep trouble. What do we have here in this country? Through decade after decade after decade of communist education, communist influence in the media, in Hollywood, and things like that, we have a country filled with people. I don't know what the percentages are. You know, let's call it 50-50. We have a country filled with people who could not possibly answer the question I just answered about why America is great. And why couldn't they answer it? Because freedom is simply not something they value at all. It's not something they seek out. It's not something they value. How can that happen? Let's dig into that in a moment. And then we're going to discuss this campaign and the world of make-believe of Kamala Harris. James Carville said something that is... It's pretty revealing. Before we get to James and before we get into this explanation, let's get into your dog and your cat. Namely, let's get into their food bowl. What color is your dog's food? Let me guess. Hold on. Let me guess. I'm an idiot who went to community college, but it's brown, isn't it? How did I know that? Because it's all brown. Why is it all brown? That's weird. All these different dog food companies. Shouldn't there be a different color somewhere? Yeah, except it's all dead. That's why it's all brown. Brown things are dead. You see, they kill the nutrition in dog food at the factory. They do this so it will last longer on the shelf. You think you're buying the special shrimp and pork blend for Muffy. Yeah, that may be what it says, but all the shrimp and pork got killed. Start sprinkling Rough Greens on your dog's food. Natural nutritional supplement with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, all the nutrition your dog needs. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail if you'd like, 877-377-4373. I should note that we get a lot of emails into the show, as you can imagine now. Lots and lots and lots of them. I believe last night shattered... Chris, do you think that broke a record? Yeah, Chris, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Last night shattered a record. I opened up the show last night, in case you missed it, explaining where I was last week. My father died suddenly. I was at the funeral, taking care of my mom, you know, getting everything lined up. That's where I was, all grieving, you know, if I'm being honest. We have never had emails like that before. I love you. Thank you. This is the people were yelling at me, why are you back? You shouldn't be back. This is why I'm back. You're part of my family. This helps me. It helps me to be here. I want to be here with you. I want to be here for you. And you're here for me. And thanks. All right. Enough of that sappy nonsense. Let's get back to politics. Okay. Now, the world of make-believe, that we were talking about people who value freedom versus people who do not. You value freedom. Don't project that onto your Democrat friend. Your liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't. Now, it's not that she doesn't want to be free, but she does. She doesn't understand really what freedom is, doesn't have a good appreciation of it. And maybe more importantly for our purposes here, she doesn't understand what it means if it gets taken away. You see, people want to be safe. It is a human nature thing. They want to feel safe. And there is safety in herd thinking. We don't even have to go political with this. We'll come back to politics in a moment. But have you ever had a moment in your life where you went along with the crowd? Maybe you were in school. Maybe it was at work. Maybe you did it last night. Maybe, who knows, it's some sort of a social setting, whatever it may be, where you disagreed. They asked, who wants pizza? They asked your sixth grade class. They're going to order in food because you all got A's. They asked, who wants pizza? Pizza or tacos? And you were going to vote for tacos, but they asked about pizza and everyone else's hand went up, and you, wanting the tacos, your hand kind of went up as well. Human beings enjoy the safety of being part of the group and part of the crowd, and communists play on that and they drag people into herd thinking. And then once people get to be part of that herd, even if they disagree with the direction of the herd, they don't have the courage to break away. It's what the herd is doing, so I gotta go. The herd wants to do this, I have to go. And then once you get people in that herd, once you have indoctrinated them through education, through media, through Hollywood, into this herd mentality, no, 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 we all have to do the same thing. No, no, my vaccine only works if you take it. Have you ever seen anything like that in this country? Once you get people as part of that herd, step one is bringing them in. Step two is taking the herd where you want it to go, not what is best for them. That's never considered. Taking the herd where you want it to go. The American Democrat, because of the media he consumes, because of the education he consumes, because of how manipulated everything is around him, he not only lives in a world of make-believe, he constructs it for himself and believes it. And here's what I mean. Here's what I mean. So I've told you before this story about when I went to go watch, I was in the Marines and they did some handout where a few of us got to go watch them film that old sitcom, The King of Queens. And I'd never seen that before, but you go, you sit in the stands, you're inside of a building and you see the living room where they did half the show. And it's just, obviously it's on a Hollywood movie set. It's inside. What you see in the windows is just a painting or a picture. It's just walls. It's an open movie set. It's not real. Okay. That's how the American Democrat lives his life. He believes Donald Trump colluded with Russia. He believes his 19th booster shot is going to last this time, and that'll solve COVID this time. He believes that George Floyd was killed by Derek Chauvin in Minneapolis. He believes Donald Trump told him to inject bleach for COVID. He believes 100% things that are not real. And he is so interested in staying part of the herd, he will help build the facade himself. Listen to James Carville. There's a reason they have learned to talk like
this.
The
other question is, were you better off 4 years ago? Are you going to be better off in a penitentiary 4 years from now? Or still having the right of free speech and the right of political dissent? Because that's literally what's on the ballot. And I suspect in 1941...
I'll finish. I'll let him finish in a moment, but free speech? Are you going to a penitentiary for what you believe? Donald Trump is a big softy. I realize he's rough around the edges and has this blustery way of speaking, but Donald Trump doesn't want to take away your free speech. Democrats have, however, been on camera many times saying exactly that.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
Democrats have many times on camera said that you don't have free speech. Yet they will have people running to the polls voting against Donald Trump because they think he's going to send them to jail. The world of make-believe. Now let's talk about them creating it for themselves and Western civilization. This would be a heavy conversation, but actually this leads me directly into talking about the IFCJ. What is it the American left hates so much about the state of Israel? Don't think it's about a religious battle for them, for the American left. Don't think it's about that. What is it? What axe do they have to grind with this country so many miles away? Well, Israel represents Western civilization in an area that doesn't have a lot of that. And the American communist hates that. And Iran hates that. And Hamas hates that. And Hezbollah hates that. And the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, they're on the ground in Israel trying to keep Israelis alive as the world that hates that declares war on them. If you want to help them do this, food, flak jackets, bomb shelters, call them 888-488-IFCJ. Or you can go online to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And by the way, Chris, I don't think you can say that word. Are you allowed to say that word? Jewed them down? Just because you're Jewish doesn't mean you can say that word. We're talking about Chris's water bill. Chris, I don't think you can say that. That people say I'm inappropriate. You can't say that. Anyway, we'll get to Chris's water bill. And you might not think you're interested in Chris's water bill. You're about to be in a few minutes. I'm going to finish our talk right now about communism, though, and building a world of make-believe. You see, once you bring these people into this herd, once you bring them into the herd, you can get them to think whatever you want them to think. You just simply tell them, and the hive mind, it gives the orders, and the people follow the orders. But have you ever been angry at the people in the media for creating that world? Like when Maria Shriver does this town hall and says things like this, are you angry with
You're
her?
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
I'm not telling you not to be angry with her, but I'm gonna tell you this, and we've actually never had this talk before. The world of make-believe the American Democrat lives in, many of the builders of that world of make-believe, they also believe it's real. For instance, remember that CBS Harris interview? Kamala Harris sat down, Dome sat down with 60 Minutes, and she did an interview. And now it's out there now that CBS, 60 Minutes, they just simply cut huge portions of the interview out so you never got to see them. Remember how bad she sounded? Well, understand, those were the best tidbits. Can you imagine what didn't make it to the air? And CBS and 60 Minutes, they're getting blasted for that, absolutely crucified for this. Trump's calling for them to lose their license. And look, it's really bad. It is a controversy and it's not going away. They said it was the interview. They edited the whole thing. But understand, the quote, journalists, and I don't mean that word, the journalists at CBS at 60 Minutes, they create the world of make-believe. Not only for the masses of Democrats who watch it, they create it for themselves. And they do it with an instinct to protect the herd. So if you're some producer, you're some editor doing 60 Minutes, and Dome sits down to do an interview, and she rattles off this answer and that answer, and this sounds bad, and this sounds bad, and, well, we might be able to make something of that. You are automatically in your mind cutting those things out because not only do you not want to hear it, you want to ensure the masses don't hear it. The communist creates for himself a world of make-believe and then he resides in it. And this comes back to what we were talking about how these people, they can't relate to working people anymore. Maybe we had this long talk last night about Trump and his McDonald's thing. Why can't they relate? Why every time they try to do something normal, Tim Walz picks up a shotgun that he can't figure out how to load and goes pheasant hunting and he ends up getting blasted for it. Why? Chris, do me a favor. Sorry, I should have asked you this beforehand, but I didn't know where I was going. Find that White Dudes for Harris ad. There's an advertisement on there. They did an ad for it. If you can't find it, fine. Don't worry about it. But they did some White Dudes for Harris ad, and it sounded like the most effeminate, honestly, fruity thing I have ever heard in my life. My T levels, I could feel them dropping during the ad. In no way, even if you weren't political, if you were just a dude, maybe you work construction, play football, whatever, If you're just a dude, no dude hears that ad and says, wow, these guys get me. Nobody hears that ad and says it. Why? Well, remember, they have built that world for themselves. The Democrat Party is now run by a bunch of hag feminists with crew cuts who drive Subarus. These are man-hating hags who create that world, and they've built those walls, that movie set. They've built those walls for themselves up so much. Now, they can't relate. They don't know how dudes talk, what dudes do, even if they tried. The American communist, like all communists before him, creates a world of make-believe to ensure the masses reside in it, and he himself ends up residing in it. Headline, Michigan State professor sugarcoats communism for kids, ignores massive death toll in tyranny. This is from Campus Reform. Aminda Smith is the name. What is a communist? And he goes, talks about just really, really whitewashes communism. Well, what's he doing? He's building the world of make-believe for the young, impressionable minds coming through Michigan State University, so they will graduate from college without a great understanding of what communism is and what it means for this country as it gets implemented here. And that actually brings me to a different point. Kind of related, but different. Oh, you have the white dudes for Harris ad, Chris? A little bit? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500 and braid the out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
I ain't afraid of bears.
I can't take it anymore. You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? But again, how could they miss the boat so badly? They themselves reside in that movie set. They've built it for themselves. It's where they reside. And you spend enough time there, you start to look at the fake walls, the fake windows, the fake couch, the fake TV, the fake stove, and you start to convince yourself that world is real. Now, to the point I was about to make, speaking of the fake world. And Chris, we're going to address your water bill here in a moment. Just don't think you got out of that because I got sidetracked. We're going to address it here in a moment. Western civilization was built on a belief system. We talked about it in the opening. Most of them believed in God. All of them believed in the sovereignty of the individual, the rights of a man, of an individual man. There are issues in this election. Three big ones. On the right, the people voting on the right, for the most part, they are voting because of immigration and inflation. That's most people. That's how they're voting. On the left, they're voting for abortion. I have lived in a swing state, Virginia, before. This was during the Obama era, and it used to floor me how almost every ad was about abortion. Abortion, abortion, abortion. I love abortion. You can keep your abortion. Abortion this, abortion that. If you live right now, if you're listening to me in any swing state, you see Democrat ad after Democrat ad about abortion, abortion, abortion. Why is that? Set aside your personal feelings for it or mine. Why is that? Abortion is why Democrat voters vote. They do the ads for it because that's what brings Democrats to the polls. So allow me to inform my hate listeners with something. All you communists who hate listen, leaving all these voicemails, threatening voicemails and emails, and then, oh, I have some of those I'll play for you soon. Allow me to explain something to you. You are willing to burn down Western civilization for abortion. You ladies who vote that way, I would strongly, strongly suggest you put down Instagram for an hour and go read what life is like for women when they leave Western civilization. I know you want Western civilization and abortion too, but you cannot have Western civilization while dismissing the belief system that built Western civilization. You can't have one without the other. Hey, your call, ladies. Totally your call. Now, Chris's water bill and more. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm excited. We have a lot of show left because we have a lot more to get to tonight. We have to discuss how they really feel about you. The disdain came out of Dome's voice again, and that was glorious. We'll talk more about the friend-enemy distinction, voting, cheating, illegal immigration, a bunch of emails, voicemails. We even have hate voicemails. There's so much to get to. And remember, if you miss any part of it, download a podcast of the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Again, if you want to hear where I was last week, I lay it out in the opening segment of last night's show in detail. It's a little heavy, but I give it to you all. Now, we're going to set all this aside for a moment because Jewish producer Chris was talking to me and producer Corey just a little bit ago. And, well, actually, specifically, he was talking to Corey. And Corey said something to Chris. Remember, they're in a separate room from me. I'm here. If you're watching on the simulcast, I'm here. This is where the important people are in this room. I'm here with the microphone and the cameras and everything because I'm a super important celebrity. Chris and Corey, not really important at all. So they put them behind the glass. They do weird technical stuff that's really not important for the show. But the glass is not totally soundproof. And if they get too loud, which they do, laughing and not taking this job seriously at all, I can hear it. Chris, when it's during the break, Chris, I hear him cry out in anguish. I hear, oh, so much so that I looked up. I was looking down at something and I looked up and I said, what? What? And he said, nothing at all. None. So I pressed him. Now I have to know. It turns out, Corey told him what he pays for water. And I was wondering, as Chris is conveying this to me, I didn't take into account it was Chris, and that's part of that's on me. I'm thinking to myself, does Corey have some sort of a water issue? Is there a leak at his house? This must be really bad. Corey, I'm going to say it on the air, okay? Corey says, I pay about $200 a month in water. Now, it's going to depend on where you are in the country. Maybe you're screaming at the radio, what? That's crazy expensive. Maybe you're saying, wow, that's a bargain. But you should understand for this area where we live, kind of the Houston area down here, that is very, very reasonable. I think our bill is something $220, $230, $240. That's what we pay for water. This is what people pay for water. And I'm sure, Corey, you're in the same boat here. We don't do anything special in the Kelly household. We don't set the sprinklers up all day for the kids to go play and things like that. It's not done. We water the grass. We take showers. We all the things you do, I do. It's a very normal-sized home. This is how normal-sized people. These bills are very, very reasonable. And so, obviously, when I heard Corey's bill, which sounded reasonable, that led me to Jewish producer Chris. And I said, Chris, what's your bill? And Chris drops this on my life. I just want you to know, if you're watching on the simulcast, you're looking at me right now, I'm reading this because I didn't believe Chris when he told me. He sent me this. Chris's water bill is $55. Chris, do you let your wife take showers at the house? No, be honest. I need to know. Do you wash dishes or do you just kind of scrape things off in the house? Don't say you have normal water usage, Chris. This is the water usage of somebody in the Saharan desert. I need to know what rules you've put in place. We all know how cheap you are. Look, the whole country knows by now. Did you put some sort of a governor in that restricts the water flow to your home? I'm just dying to know. Your clothes, I mean, you don't smell bad, but are they washed? Okay, Chris, it's just you and me talking. You're one of these mechanical guys. Did you splice your way into your neighbor's water meter? Be honest. I won't tell. I swear I won't tell. You didn't. Chris, there's no way your water bill is a quarter of what mine and Corey's is. There's There's no way that's humanly possible. And you can say you didn't do anything, but no one believes you, Chris. Nobody. I don't. Corey doesn't. Nobody listening right now on the radio believes you. So, look, we're all trying to save money. That's clearly been your specialty for quite some time. Could you inform us what you're doing? You claim you do wash dishes. You shower, right? You do shower? You swear? Are you coming to work and showering in the sink before work and making your wife do the same? Is that not what? Do you water your lawn? Do you have a lawn, Chris? You have a lawn, but you don't even water it? Okay, well, that explains. Chris, what does your lawn look like? You don't. Decent? Okay, then it looks horrible. That, you know what? This actually explained a lot. I'm glad we dug into this on the air. You're that guy. Everyone else in the day, I can picture it now. It wouldn't be hard if you want to find out where Chris lives. No, it wouldn't be hard if you want to find out where Chris lives. Drive through the neighborhood. His is the house. Everyone else's lawn is green, 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 green. And then there's the house at the end of the road with a menorah out front and no live grass whatsoever. I can actually picture the tumbleweeds blowing through your yard when the wind blows. Chris, on behalf of your entire HOA, could you drop some water on there every now and then, buddy? $55 for water? What is wrong with you? All right, we're getting back to politics. Chris stressed me out. Now I'm stressed out. I want to talk about immigration. There's some immigration stuff you have to hear. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.